And then we'll take a quick overview at the beginning of Taisis and Yevamos to see some of the structural problem. And then we'll go through Taisis and Yevamos carefully. And then we'll be a little bit more educated, then we'll go back to Taisis and Yevamos and hopefully it'll start to cohere. So, the Gemara had a kashin, that's how I test, so quick. The Gemara asks, the Gemara brought down that David Gozer, that the Nesinim David Gozer Aleim. And according to Rashi, it means David was Gozer and Isser Chitun on the Nesinim. Not an Isser Deraisa. David Melech was Gozer the Isser, not Isser of Lekeschatin. David Melech was Gozer and Isser on the Nesinim, he saw the Nachmanim, so he asked them. So the Gemara asked, on the bottom of Ayin Tes, the Gemara asked, Nesinim David Gozer Aleim? Moshe Gozer Aleim. Moshe was already Gozer in Israel and the Nesinim. So Rashi says, the Pshat is, where do we find that Moshe was Gozer and the Nesinim? Because Moshe Rabbeinu talked about Chayt Ve'etzeach Ad Shei Ve'necho as a separate category of Jew. So apparently he was telling me that Chayt Ve'etzeach and Shei Ve'mayim are not Gerim Gemurim and not Yisraelim. They're a different category. They're Avodim Psulim. Rashi doesn't tell us like the backstory, you know, who were these people that David, that Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer on, that they should be chayt ve'etzim and shayel emayim. So yesterday, I asked that as a kasha just by itself. You know, why doesn't Rashi tell me the story over here? Who were these chayt ve'etzim and shayel emayim on whom Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer? And to make it more acute, if we learn the pshat in Rashi, I want to say this is not the pshat in Rashi, but l'chor the pshat in Rashi is that Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer on these chayt ve'etzim and shayel emayim. That he made them avodim kananim mamish midraisa. In other words, he was megayer them as avodim. How does a person become an eved kanani? They're megayer him l'shem eved. So the posh pshat in Rashi, not like I said yesterday, is that Rashi is that Moshe Rabbeinu over here was he took these chayt ve'etzim and shayel emayim and he made them avodim. He took goyim and he was toivel them l'shem avos. They should be chayt ve'etzim and shayel emayim. So if that's the case, what are the words Moshe Gozer Aleihem mean? Because at this stage of the Gemara, Moshe Gozer Aleihem, what do you mean Moshe Gozer Aleihem? What was the Gzeira? Not a Gzeira. Gzeira, they're Abon. Not a Gzeira, they're Abon. They're Abon. Abon is a din in the Torah. The Torah has a loch of Evek Nani. What's Moshe Gozer Aleihem? So we would have to say that Moshe Gozer Aleihem means that Moshe was Gozer, that there's a certain category of people, or there was a certain, you know, group of people that Moshe decreed that we shouldn't be Megai Lil Moshe Geres, only L'Shem Abdus. Gozer over here doesn't mean an Issid Derabonim. Gozer means Moshe Rabbeinu made a policy that these people, group, whoever they are, Rashi and Chumash fills a sin, you know, they were the Knanim, Shavolis, Gairim, Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu, for whatever reason, said, we're not going to accept them as regular Gairim, we're going to be Toivel Lil Moshe Abdus. So that would be the meaning of Moshe Gozer Aleihem. So, first of all, and this I asked yesterday, so Rashi really should tell us, Ha'ikachos over here, who were these people? Who were these people that Moshe Rabbeinu made this policy about not to be Megayer them L'Shem Geres, only to be Megayer them L'Shem Avdus? Like, that's very chosim and asef. Rashi and Pashtun Tzom tells us, but Rashi over here in the Gemara, he should tell us what's the content of this. If the meaning of Gzeira, here again, Gzeira, Poshim Shah, Gzeira, according to Rashi, at least right now in the Gemara, Gzeira doesn't mean Issa Devonon. Gzeira means, you know, policy decision, not to be Mekabalus people in Lashem Geiris, only to be Tovel and Lashem Avos. So where, what, why, what's the the Iker is missing over here from the content of the Gzeira. That's number one. Number two, even if there was such a policy decision, what does that do with the Givonim? The people that we're talking about are the Givonim. The Givonim did not come to Meir Moshe. Rashi and Chumash says other Kananim came in Moshe. The Gevinim came in Yeshua. So what is this Moshe Gozer Aleihem? The Moshe was Gozer about some group of people not to be Megayah them L'Shem Geiris, only to be Megayah them L'Shem Abdus. Okay, what does that have to do with the Gevinim? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says because Yeshua made the Gevinim to Chayt Veitzim Meshayim Yemayim. But that still has nothing to do with Moshe and his Gzeirah. Chayt Veitzim Meshayim Yemayim is just another way of saying Avodim. So it says in Parshas Nitzavim that there were some people that Moshe Rabbeinu was Megayah L'Shem Avdus. And he made them Chayt Ve'etzim Meshayim Yemayim. And it happens to say for Yeshua that Yeshua was Megayah the Gevinim L'Shem Avdus. That's still not Moshe Gozer Aleihem. What do you mean the Sinim Moshe Gozer Aleihem? Moshe wasn't Gozer and then the Sinim anything. Moshe was Gezer and some other group of people that they should be, that we should be not, we should accept them only as Avodim Kananim. There are Avodim Kananim in the world. What does that have to do with the Gevayim? So again, if Moshe Gezer Aleim just means that Moshe was Gezer, that Moshe was Gezer, that Moshe had a policy not to be, that a certain, some group of people, Moshe had a policy not to be Mekabel L'Mashem Gerim, only to be Mekabel L'Mashem Avodim. So what does that have to do with Givayim? So I Givayim. Yes, it says in Sefer Yeshua that the Givayim were also, Yeshua also had a policy like that, it'll be the Givayim. That's not called Moshe Gezer Aleim. What if instead of Chayv Eishim Shev Emayim, it just said Avodim? May Avodecha, Sheikhim, Shiftechim, and Avdi Knanim Shevetechim. And then we know that Yeshua also made the Givayim Avodim Knanim. So we call that Moshe Gezer Aleim. What does that do with Moshe Gezer Aleim? Hey, there's a thing in the world called Eved Kanani. You can look in Pashas, you know, look in Chumash. There's a thing in the world called Eved Kanani. You know, Mehem Tiknu Eved V'Amo. What does that, you know, the Gemara is called that pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mehem Tiknu Eved V'Amo, there's a concept of Avodim Kanani. What is that? But that's not called Moshe Gezer Aleim vis-a-vis the Gemayim. So that's another problem here in the Havan and Rashi. And then another question. Again, this all really rise to what I said yesterday. But I was thinking about yesterday, like the more hashlomus to the hechrach, but the pshat in Rashi. So let's take Rashi as written. The Moshe was going there on some group of people, unidentified group of people. Yeah, we know from Chumash too, they were other Knanim, not the Givayim, that they should be chayt feitzim v'shoyv emayim, which Rashi just means avodim psulim. They should be avodim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was geizer that these people should be avodim. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu's geizer, and some of that attaches itself to the Nisina. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Moshe was only geizer lahu dara. So what does Rashi say? Moshe was geizer lahu dara al chayt ve'etzim shahayu biyomav. Where has the Gemara you made? Were you able to make that?
Yeah.
Al chayt ve'etzim shahayu biyomav. So what's the Gemara's teretz? That is the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka was not Gezer on the Gevayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's policy was vis-a-vis the Chayt Feisim Shehoyu B'Yomav. Vis-a-vis the Gevayim, that has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Taka the Gemara's teretz. In a way, that's the Gemara's teretz. Moshe wasn't Gezer on the Gevayim. He didn't say the Gevayim have to be Avodim. There was some other Knanim that Moshe Rabbeinu said should be Avodim. But the Gevayim has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Tomorrow, Vakati Yeshu Gezer Aleim. So, okay, if that's the Pshat, so now, as far as we know from the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Gezer on the Chayt Ve'etzim Shehoyu B'Yomav, that they should be Avodim Knanim. And again, we're going to assume that means Mamash, Midraisa, real Avodim Knanim. So he was Gezer, they should be Avodim for how many Doras? They should be Avodim Knanim for one generation, but their children already not? Or they should be Avodim Knanim Lo'ilu? What would you say? Again, if we're learning Pshat in the Gemara, the Chorot's Mispakish, that it's Mispakish in the Gemara, the Gemara is, Rashi, that's what Rashi says. Rashi explains, Moshe Gezer Lahu Dara means Moshe was Gezer Al Chayt Ve'etzim Shehoyu B'Yomav. That means Moshe wasn't Gezer on the Gevayim, he was Gezer on other people. The Gevayim was Yeshua's Gezer. But those people on whom Moshe Rabbeinu was Gezer Avdus, is there any reason to think that he was Gezer Abdus only for one generation? Maybe he was Gezer Abdus Lo'ilu. So maybe that's Takav Shat Negamah. The Rashi, that should be Shat Negamah. Moshe Gezer Ludora doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu's Gezer was a one generation Gezer. It means Moshe's Gezer was our Chayt Ve'eshim Shoyu B'Yomah, they and their children and their children's children, but has nothing to do with the Gevayim. Okay, so maybe that could be Pshat. Maybe that's an attractive Pshat in the Gemara. But can anybody bring me a right that that's not how Rashi learns the Gemara?
Akati Yeshua.
Right, because when it comes to Yeshua, and the Gemara says, V'akati Yeshua Gezer Aleim, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, you need to have the Gemara. Still has the Gemara. You made to...
I gave him that before.
Okay. So what does Rashi say? Alma avodim dinu. V'yeshu l'doris havoim gozar. D'chsiv lo yikoris mikem chayt ve'etzim. Yeshu was already gozim l'doris havoim. It's very much mashman Rashi. Why does he have to add that? because he's bothered. You know, Moshe was only Gozel Eldora. Maybe Yeshua was also only Gozel Eldora. So you see in Rashi, in this Rashi already, you see that Rashi's understanding of Moshe Gozel Eldora is that Moshe Rabbeinu was only Gozer, even on the Chayt Ve'etzim Shalai B'Yomov, he was only Gozer for one generation, and therefore he has to address, so maybe Yeshua was also only Gozer for one generation. And the Givainim. So he says, no, Yeshua was that the way. He said, Leikars. So where did Rashi get that from? L'chara, if the Gemara's parents, Moshe Gozel Eldora, means, as Rashi says, it means, Al Chayt Ve'etzim Shalai B'Yomov, so I would say the Poshet of Pshat is, Al Chayt Ve'etzim Shalai B'Yomov, who is Taka Gozel Eldoras? And then the Gemara says, but what about Yeshua? Yeshua was going to the Gevainim. Yeah, but some of the Duras also. Bechatesa, anything's not Ladaris. Yeah, then the Gemara says in the end, which is called Banshe Besim with the Shekhayim and so on. But it's again, where did Rashi take that in the Gemara's Teretz of Moshe Gozel Ludora, it's Mashman Rashi, that the Gemara's Teretz of Moshe Gozel Ludora has two senses. First of all, it means Achait Ve'etzim Shayo B'Yomov. That Moshe wasn't going to the Gevainim at all. He was going to a different Achait Ve'etzim Shayo B'Yomov. That's number one. But it's also mashman the Rashi that included in that is that Moshe Rabbeinu was only geiser al chayt ve'etzim shayu b'yomov, that they should be avodim b'yomov, but not their children and their children's children. Who told Rashi that that's the shot? So I think all of these things are conduce to what I said yesterday, that Moshe gozer aleihem means an issur derabbanan. Moshe Gozer Aleihem does not mean and never meant at any stage of the Gemara. Moshe Gozer Aleihem never meant Moshe Rabbeinu had a policy that when these people, whoever they are, came, he would be Megayer them L'shem Eved K'nani Midereis. That's not called Gozer. That's not a Gzeira. Gzeira means an Issa Derabonim. And Moshe Gozer Aleihem from the beginning of the Gemara means that Moshe was Gozer and the Chayt Ve'etzim Shehoyu B'Yomov, that they should have a status Midereabonon of Avodim Psulim. Because Chayt Ve'etzim and a Deraisa level and not Avodim K'nani. Chayt Ve'etzim La'edo. See Mishashim today in the Taisus Arosh. A svar. Chayt Ve'etzim La'edo. They're not Eved K'nani. They're not Avodim of a person. An Eved K'nani belongs to an individual. It's the personal property of an individual. That's an Eved K'nani. Kishor V'chamor. This is not. This is Chayt Ve'etzim La'edo. Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoy V'mayim La'edo. And a Deraisa level. That's not Avdus at all. And they're not Eved K'nani. And if a person is Megayelish to be and at the right level, that's not Avodim. Moshe was geyser on these people who joined Klal Yisrael to be Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoy V'mayim, and who they were. That Rashi tells us in Nitzavim, they were Knanim Shavol Lizgai V'Yomov, and they were and Klal Yisrael accepted them only to be Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoy V'mayim, not to be a regular. Moshe was geyser. They weren't Avodim Knanim Midereisa. They didn't take them in to be personal slaves of anybody. But Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say that these people who joined Klal Yisrael as Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say them a status of Avodim Psulim. It's an Eved Midrabanan, a Melo Psul Derabanan, and that's what it means. Moshe Gozer Aleihem. So Melo Havonim Gemara, the Shakla V'Tayin Gemara runs as follows. The Gemara says, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say on Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim that they should have a status of Avodim Psulim. So now, when Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't, there were no Givainim in Moshe Rabbeinu's time. But still, Gemara held that's a permanent gzera. That Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, that people who are Megayer L'shem Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, they join Klal Yisrael as Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, have a status of Avodim Psulim. That was the content of Moshe Rabbeinu's gzera. Again, who were the people to whom Moshe Rabbeinu applied this gzera? Rashi tells us in Parshas Nisavim, they were Knanim, Shabbat, and Yomov, and for whatever reason, we don't know why, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu also saw that they're not Rachmanu, maybe other reasons, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't accept them as full-fledged Ger. He accepted them as Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, which is not really Avdus Midereisa, but it was good so they should have a status of Avodim Psulim, that's Gzeres Moshe. But Akoponim, Gzeres Moshe was that people who are Megayer, who Klal Yisrael are Megayer, based on Megayer, to be Chayt Ve'etzim La'edo, should have the status of Avodim Psulim Midrabon. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzeir. So what does that have to do with Givainim? So Rashi explains. And that Rashi about Moshe Gozer Aleihem, and the Givainim, the Torah tells us, Yeshua made them Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, meaning Yeshua was Megayer them to be Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim. So the Gemara held that since Moshe Rabbeinu had made already a Gzeir, that Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim, which is not Avdus Midereisa, but Moshe Rabbeinu makes Zera that people who join Klal Yisrael as Chayt Ve'etzim V'shoyim V'mayim have a din of Avodim Psulim. That was Gzeiras Moshe, And we know from later history and say for Yeshua that the Givonim, Yeshua is Megaya them, to be Chaytz Ve'etzim Shoyim Yemayim Le'edo. So that goes into Gzeres Moshe. That's not called Gzeres Yeshua. Yeshua was Megaya, that's not a Gzer, Yeshua is Megaya them to be Chaytz Ve'etzim Le'edo. Now Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzer applies to them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzer was, the Gemara held, that Chaytz Ve'etzim Shoyim Yemayim L'choladers, whenever somebody is Megayer to be, today, if somebody will be Megayer, if Jason will be Megayer somebody, to be Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'evayim Le'edah. Maybe it'd be a cost-cutting measure, you know, I will be Megayer some people to be Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'evayim, and I can get tens, whatever. So it'll go into Moshe Ben Zer, that they'll have a din of Avodim Sulim. So the Gemara held that goes into Gzeres. So that's not called Gzeres Yeshua. That's called Gzeres Moshe. That's why the Gemara, it's part of the Gemara's kasha of Moshe Gozer Aleihem. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, there were no Givonim to be made Moshe, it doesn't matter. But Moshe Gozer, that all Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishayim Ve'emayim, meaning people are Megayah, who based on a Megayah to be Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishayim Ve'emayim, Moshe was Gozer, that's considered to be Geiris L'Shem Abdesan, at the Rabbanim level. They're called Avonim Sulim. And we know that Yeshua was Megayah, the Givonim, in that way. That was the way that he was Megayah to Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishayim Ve'emayim. So the Gemara thinks that should go into Gzeres Moshe. So then, what's the Gemara's teretz? Moshe Gozer Lahudor. So now, it's not enough now to say Moshe Gozer Lahudor. He was only Gozer in the Chaytz Ve'etzim Shoyu Biyom, but he was Gozer and then Ladera Deres. So you're not mistaken. If Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzeres was Ladera Deres, the Chaytz Ve'etzim Shoyu Biyomayim should have a status of Avodim Sulim. So that should apply to new Chaytz Ve'etzim Shoyu Biyomayim as well. Was the Moshe Rabbeinu's Gzeres was Geirus L'Shem Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishayim V'mayim is a Geirus L'Shem Apus on a Drabon level. So what is my answer? Lahudar. So what does it mean Lahudar? It's not Mestaba that it means that he was Mesakin, that Geirus L'Shem Chaytz Ve'etzim in that door is a Geirus L'Shem Avdus and it remains Avdus forever, but later Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishayim V'mayim will not be considered Abonim. That's already not Mestaba to the Gemara or to Rashi. Moshe Gozlo Dora means that Moshe Rabbeinu Lechatchila, when he said that Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim should have a status of Avodim Sulim, and maybe their Geiris is a Geiris to Shem Avdus, that whole Gzeira was only Ledoroi. But Ledoroi, Moshe Rabbeinu never was Gozer, that Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim should be an Avdus, should be a status in its own right. So when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mishoy Ve'emayim, Chaytz Ve'etzecha, Shoy Ve'emayim, that that's a category, Bifnei Atzmoy, of Avodim Sulim, that Gzeira was only Loisei Hador. So Mela A, later people who come and join the Klai Yisrael as Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim will not have a status of Avodim. And B, even those Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim, that's only Ve'emayim, but their children, what will they be? Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim? By the time the children are, and in their children's generation, Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy Ve'emayim is not Avodim. So the Avdus will be Paka. So in Echlami, that's what Moshe Gozer Al-Dora is Kail of both things. First of all, there was only Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoyu B'yomav, meaning he was never Gozer on the Givonim because they weren't B'yomav. But even the ones who were B'yomav, he was only Gozer, Avdus B'yomav. Because the Gzeira was that Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoyu B'mayim, B'mei Moshe should have a status of Avodim, but not L'doris. And then the Gemara asks, V'akati Yeshu Gozer alive. Now here it needs a Hezbollah a little bit. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? V'akati Yeshu Gozer alive, because Yeshu made no Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoyu B'mayim. So what? But maybe he made them Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy V'mayim, but not that it should have with it a status of Avdus. Because now we need this one. This is already a missing. We're gonna have to fill something in over here. I think everything we're saying is you know it stims. But now there's one thing that needs a little bit of hasbar. So what's the most kasha? Yeshua Gozer alive. How do you know Yeshua Gozer alive? Because Yeshua said Lo Yikaris Mikem Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy V'mayim. Okay, so Yeshua made them Chaytz Ve'etzim Mishoy V'mayim. But who says that has a status of Avodim? And at the Raisa level, it's not Avdus. In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, Rashi was medayikid from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's a separate category. That's what Rashi explained, but it doesn't say that by Yeshua. So maybe Yeshua just made it. He was megayel l'mshem chaytz v'etzim shayim, meaning they're Yisraelim gmurim, but they have a hard job. He gave them work to do. So what is it about mechatesa in Yeshua that had a status of Avdus? So that we'll have to say. That already, I don't know the hechich for. We'll just have to say that it's not mistaber. That Yeshua said, you know, I'm going to give you this job. So the job is l'doris, l'yikaris. He made a gzeri that the job should always be chaytz ve'etzim mishoy v'mayim, and the children should have a job to be chaytz ve'etzim mishoy v'mayim. It's not mistaber already. You're going to be the chef. You know, you're going to be the cook, and your children's going to be the cook. You know, you're going to be accountants. Your children are going to be accountants. Your children's children are going to be accountants. It's not mistaba. That's the way Yeshua said. What would be the point? Mistaba Yeshua also meant it in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu meant it. That you're going to have a status of avodim sulam. So lay chorus, and not only for this generation, but lay chorus calls Moshe Rabbeinu this time.
Unless you say whenever you're chayitz ve'etzim, you're psulim, and Moshe Rabbeinu only made them chayitz ve'etzim for one generation, and then after the next door, they stop being chayitz ve'etzim. And so Yeshua made them chayitz ve'etzim with their door, so they're always psulim.
Oh, here, maybe you can say it like that. That Moshe goes to the door means about the gzeir that chayitz ve'etzim are avodim, that and where that's a permanent gzeir. But Moshe goes to the door means Moshe Rabbeinu said this generation should be chayitz ve'etzim shayvei mayim. Their children go to medical school. They're not, and mele won't be avodim anymore. But Yeshua said they have to be chayitz ve'etzim shayvei mayim, and the taka goes into Moshe Rabbeinu's gzeir. Yeah, maybe like that. Either way. Okay, let's take a quick look at Tosfos in Ksuvos, just to have an overview of what the problems are going to be. It might be better that way. We're not going to go into it any. I don't know if I really even saw that much Tosfos. The two Tosfos are parallel to a degree, but they're matched from each other.
Yeah. What does it mean to be Megayer Hashem opposed to
Hatem? The same way you Megayer somebody to be an Ebekanani. What does it mean? You Megayer him when the Tevelim, the Gemara says that, how you Megayer an Ebekanani? You tevel him in such a way that b'shach tefil you meshabed him. And that's called tefil shem avos, and it makes him into an Ebekanani.
Yeah, but that's right, that's the derech tefil, right? Derech, you're saying the later derabanan they imposed, what were they first doing? You're saying they're asking God one of them?
No, b'shach maisu, when Moshe Ben was Megayer them. He was Megayer them, l'shem chay tefes meshay v'imayim.
Why would he ask them what they wanted to do?
No. Avada Moshe had a reason. He didn't want them to be a regular Yisrael. He was Megayer them to have a lower status. Again, we don't know why. Knanim Shabo, Yomov Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe for some similar reason that Yeshua. We don't know exactly why. Whatever the reason was, Moshe Rabbeinu decided he doesn't want to Megayer them l'shem Yisrael more. He wants to Megayer them for a lower status. So what was that lower status? Chayitz Veitzim Le'edem. But Chayitz Veitzim Le'edem, the driest level, is not really obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu was Geyser, that should be considered to be a Avodim Sulim. And the stomach of the agenda was that there should be Avodim Sulim, not just that there should be people to chop the wood. Some of the agenda was it should be an inferior Geris. But an inferior Geris on a Derabonim level and not on a Derais level. Yeah, maybe that needs a Hezbollah, like, what was the story? You know, why did he do that? Why didn't you just make them Avodim Kranim? Why was this Megayer them to be regular Avodim Kranim with Derais? Don't know. Maybe he only wanted Lahudor. Maybe Faket. Maybe Hoguf. He only wanted it should be Lahudor. Didn't think it had to be fair, but like an apprenticeship. Lawyer there, that we don't know. That Rashi doesn't tell us.
No, I'm saying once it's separate, that like if it's first, he was Megayer.
No, I was not first. He was Megayer, I think the Pashup said it. I mean, you could already say that he was Megayer the first Hashem Yisrael. And then he was Megayer, and then he gave him the status of Chayitz Ve'Yisim, and Midrabbonim, that has been of Avodim. I think it's more part of the. I didn't want to get into that complication. That was by the Gevonim, it's also Shiloh. When the Gevonim. It's Machaikis Chayrashi and Tosis. Rashi here in the Mishnah in Yevamos, Rashi says the Gevonim were in this Gaier Ba'arma. So Mashma, Rashi learns the story that the Gevonim, when they first came, they were Megayer. And they may believe they're coming there in Sechaikah. They were Megayer, they were Megayer. And then it turned out that they were really Kanim. And then Moshe made them, then Yeshua made them Chayis Vesim Yeshayim Yemayim. So if that's the case, in Lachar, they had Geris, the regular Geris Gemura. If they had a Geris Gemura, so how did they become Avodim later? So if it's only drama that could then, maybe that's so terrible. They had Nevi Israel and Purim, and now Yeshua imposed on them after a status of Avodim with Rabbanim. And once it's Rabbanim, maybe that's possible to do. The emes is though that Tosfos in Gittin, Daf Mevav, there's Chaylak and Rashi, and Tosfos says that they did not come Lechatchil to Megayer. They came Lechatchil L'Stam to make a treaty with Kai, so later on, Moshe of Yeshua was Megayer them as Chayitz Veitzim Meshayim Yemayim. So then it's more poshut. Even if you're asking that they were Megayer l'chatchila be'orma, it's not 100%. It's not so clear that Geiris was chal. You know, since it was be'orma, maybe the Geiris not chal was betos. Also, there's a Rashi in in Saita, you know what daf it is. And the Gemara about Sata is in Basid. I don't remember right now where the Gemara is. For some of the notes, I'll put down the daf. But Rashi in Saita says, Sigvah HaGrisim and Arevel, when they wrote the Chasata Al Avonim. So Rashi, the Gemara there has a lashon that it says in Lamana Shalilamdu Eschem Lasis, that you can't marry, you know, you can't accept the Kananim, and you can't marry the Kananim, you know, make sure to extirpate the Kananim. They shouldn't teach you to be Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara there has a lashon, Melamechim Shal Kananim Shebechutz Laretz, Shem also Shuva Makabal Moisim. That if the Kananim is Megaya, we're Makabal. But the Shah is, why say Bechutz Laretz? So Rashi then says, because in their Tisho, we're not Makabal because they're doing Machmas Yir. And Taisa there is done, maybe not, that's not the Shah. This means that after the war started, they were Makabal Gerim. But before the war started, they were Makabal even from Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, there's room here to be Mefalpo. Was there an original Geris of the Givainim? Rashi says there was, Taisa says there wasn't. And if there was it Chal? Maybe it was Machmazira. Maybe it was a Toast altogether. So, you know, Yesh Lodun over here, exactly what was the story. I don't want to go into all the ramifications of the Bilbul. But there's a mokum hilis gadaba, you know, to work out where the givainim lechatchilim is gaiel shem Yisrael, and later on they made them chayitz ve'etzim. Well, lechatchil they were megayel l'mashem chayitz ve'etzim. Again, if the avodim here is, if the abdus here is an abdus midrabbanan, it's not so critical, you know, it's not so terrible either way. It could be that they were megayel shem geres gemura, but later on they made them into avodim suvim midrabbanan. You want to be done that they were avodim midaraisa, Yeshua made them into avodim midaraisa, Tesis at Sada, Yeshua made them into avodim midaraisa. Then you'll have to say that he was Mekhaid L'Shem Abdus, the original Geris with L'Shem Abdus. We're learning in Rashi that it's only an Abdus D'Rabbanon. So I can hear either way. There was a regular Geris, but later on they made him into Avonim Sulam D'Rabbanon. Or L'Chatchila, they were Mekhaid L'Shem Chayt Se'etzim Mishay Ve'imayim, which on a D'Rabbanon level is the Geris L'Shem Abdus. Okay, let's take a quick look. I don't know what did the Elam saw. The Elam saw the Taisin Yivamas, the Elam saw the Taisin Ksuvas, the Elam saw both. What? Taisus Nivamis is somewhere. So we should just start with Taisus Nivamis, and Taisus Suvas will worry when we get to it. Okay, we'll go that way. Fine. Doesn't really make a damn difference. So Taisus like this. Let's read the Taisus quickly. When the scene in David goes our lane, says Taisus, Vereish Meisim Pirish Bekuntris, She goes our lane, Chasmus. That's Rashi in the previous Omud, when Rav what's his name? Rav Chana Bar Ada said Nesinim David Gozer Aleim. So Rashi says it means, since it says in the pasuk, he quotes the pasuk, "Vagivaynim loy b'bnei Yisrael hema." So Rashi over there said, "Kolaymer einim ruuyim lovei b'kahal." So Rashi learns the Gemara that David Melech was Gozer that the Nesinim are not really lovei b'kahal. This is Lapukir from Rabbeinu Tam Shat and Kulsinim. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that Moshe, that Yeshua is Gozer Chasmus. Ukidichsiv Agivayim Leib Nei Yisrael Hema. Kolaymer Ein Ruuyim Lihidobek B'Yisrael. That's Rashi's Pshat. Now the Gemara says, Hashtapak, did Moshe Gozer Leim Abus? See, Tosis is addressing. There's a problem in Pshat in the Gemara. David, he says, first thing the Gemara says, David Gozer Leim. According to Rashi, David Gozer Leim means he was Gozer on them Chasmus. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean David Gozer Leim? Moshe Gozer Leim. Or Yeshua Gozer Leim. Because it says, Chayt Veitzecha V'Shoyev Memecha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? David was Gozer Chasmus. Moshe and Yeshua were Gozer. They should be workers. They should be proles. They should be Chayt Veitzecha V'Shoyev Memecha. So what's the steer B'cha? Moshe and Yeshua were Gozer Abdus, but not Chasmus. And David was Gozer Chasmus. So therefore Tais explains, The Osur Mishum Lo Yekodesh. That this story didn't say the Ferish and Rashi. Rashi Loshen Avodim Psulim. But Taisus interpolates into Rashi that the Gemara's question is, if Moshe and Yeshua goes to them Avdos, so Avdos carries with it an Isser of Lo Yekodesh. Poshup Shat, it means an Isser deraisa. Moshe and Yeshua made them into Avodim. Poshup Shat, Taisus. Probably right, Shat. Moshe and Yeshua made them into Avodim. And if they're avodim, then they have an isha loya kodesh. So what's David coming along to be guys in isha chitun? They already avodim, and avodim are anyway also be chitun because there's a lot of turn to marry in heaven. Umeshami. So what's the Gemara's terrors? The Moshe LeGozer El Lahudora V'Yeshu B'Zman Shabbos Hamikdash Kayim. So here's a shaila: if Lemaisa Moshe and Yeshu were Megayim on L'Shem Avdus, so even if they were only Gozer, they should be Chayt Veitzim Yishayim V'Mayim for one generation. But Lemaisa they remain Avodim. That's a personal status. He Megayim somebody L'Shem Avdus. So he's Eved L'Olam. So what does he mean? It was only Lahudora. But the Isser, the personal status of being Avodim, so we won't make them catch up wood. But the personal status of Avodim, if they were Megayel Shem Abdus, so they're Avodim. So they still have an Isser of Lo Yiyu Kodesh. So Tosfos explains, Umatzinu Lameimar, I don't know if Tosfos means Matzinu Lameimar, that it has to be this way, or it has to be this way. The Lo Nesru B'Shum Ponim Yishum Lo Yiyu Kodesh came in the Lo Gozer Lame Abdus Abbas Manchein Besim Mikishkayim. Once we say that Moshe and Yeshua were not Gozer forever, they were only Gozer either Lahudor in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, or in the case of Yeshua, he was Gozer only called Masha Beis HaMikdash HaKayim. That means Lechatchila, the Geirus was not L'Shem Avdus forever. The Geirus was L'Shem Avdus for a certain span of time. Well, that's not really a Geirus L'Shem Avdus. If you're Megayer somebody L'Shem Eved, but only an Eved for 10 years, that's not called Geirus L'Shem Avdus. It's nothing. It's a Geirus L'Shem Yisrael. It's a Geirus Gemurah. And then Midrabbanan, maybe he has to work, but it's not. But it's a Geirus Gemurah. With David, so Mimela, that's the Gemara's Teretz. Moshe and Yeshua only goes there called Masha Beis Hamikdash Yekayim, and therefore that would they never really became Avodim Kananim. So they never really had an Issur Chitum. But David, with David goes Leim Chasnus. If that's the case, then we could say V'lo Shibdem L'Kulu Dor. Once you're saying like that, then when David and Melech was Goyzer Chasnos, so there's no reason to think that David and Melech was Goyzer Abdus. It's two different. It's not a Gemara about Abdus. The way you're actually learning, David Goyzer Leim means he was Goyzer Chasnos. You actually learned that way at the very beginning. David Goyzer Leim means he was Goyzer Chasnos because he saw the Achzorim and Gimel Midas Umozu, so he was Goyzer Leim Chasnos. There's never any reason to think that Moshe Benu, that David and Melech rather was Goyzer Abdus. David was Goyzer Chasnos. The Gemara's Kashi was, but Moshe and Yeshua made them into Avodim Kananim, and Avodim Kananim are anyway Osir Bechiton. And the Gemara's Teretz is that the Avdus was not forever, so maybe they never really became Avodim Kananim, so they never had an Issur Chitum. Came along David and Melech, and he was Goyzer an Issur Chitum. But Mechatesa David was Goyzer Avdus. So that's the first Pshat, the first Mahalach in Tosfos. That David and Melech was Goyzer Chitum, period. It was never Goyzer Avdus. The Gemara had a Havamina that Moshe and Yeshua were Goyzer real Avdus deraisa, and maybe there was Nisr Leah Kaddish, which would make David and Melech Zizere moot. The Gemara's answer is no, Moshe and Yeshua were only Goyzer because Moshe Beis HaMikdash HaKayim, and maybe they never had a din of Eved Kanani, so there was no Issur Chasnos, and that left room for David and Melech to come along and be Goyzer Chasnos. But now it comes out with Maskana, it's two unrelated Zeres. Moshe and Yeshua were Goyzer Avdus, an Avdus, a temporary Avdus, that did not make them into Avodim Kananim. It didn't carry with it a Leah Kaddish. And David HaMelech was Goyzer Chasnos. That would be a very simple way to learn through the Gemara. And Tosfos adds that Lefizeh we have a big Rebach. The Osi Shapir Pod De'en B'Nesinim Toyeris Avodim. The Snab Eli Nairis Da Bola Nesinim Yesh Na Knas. V'ilu B'Bol HaShiv Chatana De'en Lo Knas. V'ayim B'Bishami Afilu Mishumeres Sholei Nivelas. The Mishnah says, this is going to be a big linchpin in Tosfos. Tosfos but also is also going to be busy with this. The Mishnah says that Eli Nairis Yesh Na Knas and one of them is Bola Nesinim. And Nesina has Knas. How does Nesina have Knas? And Nesina, Gemara by us here says that they were Goyzer Abdus. David and Melech was Goyzer Lo'olam. If it means that he was Goyzer Abdus Lo'olam, so the Nesina are Avodim. If the Nesina are Avodim, so how do they have Knas? If the Nesina are Avodim, how do they have Knas? The Shifra has no Knas. Tosfos adds, maybe Shifra only has no Knas because she's a Becheskes Bula. But the Nesinim, maybe the Nesinim are more religious, and they're becheskes psula. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. See, we also more detail later. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that a shivka has no knas be'etzim, even if she's mishumeris. We know she was locked up in a tower somewhere, and we know she was never nivula. So be'etzim within Yerushalmi lose out from a pasuk. We'll see later the drasha. Yerushalmi lose out from a pasuk that a shivka has no knas. So Tosfos' question, Tosfos is asking. What Tosfos is addressing, you know, if David was Goyzer them Avdus, and David was Goyzer Lo'olam, so that means they're Avodim. If they're Avodim, so how does it, so Nesinim are Avodim, and Nesinim is a Shivcha, so how does she have Knas? But Taisi Lafid, this Mahalach that he's suggesting now, it's not sure at all. David was never saying, there was, David never made them into Avodim. Moshe, we had a half a minute that Moshe and Yeshua made them into Avodim, real Avodim Knanim. And the Maskan is not true, because they were only Gozer temporary Avdus. That doesn't make you into an Ever Knanim. And David Melech wasn't Gozer Avdus. David Melech was forever, but he wasn't Gozer Avdus at all, he was Gozer Chitun. So they never were Avodim Knanim. Moshe and Yeshua never made them into Avodim Knanim because they only were Gozer Avdus this man. David Melech didn't make them into Avodim Knanim because he wasn't Gozer Avdus at all. So Mela, they're not Avodim. If they're not Avodim, they have Knas. There's a chitun midra avonim, but that's not a reason not to have knas. So that's Tosfos' first raya that David HaMelech was not gozer them avdus. Void. Dim yesh ben teres avdus. The Mishnah says that an Eved Meshuchar is allowed to marry a Nesin. If a Nesin is a Shivcha, so how is that okay? An Eved Meshuchar is not allowed to marry a Shivcha. This is a riot from the Gemara Bechesi Eved Bechesi Ben Chayin. The Gemara says that we pray for this rabbi, like it's Bashan of Hill, but I forgot who says what. We pray for this rabbi, even like get Shichur, because Kol Zman is a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayin, he can't get married. Because the Chatzi Eved, he can't marry a Bas Chayin, because the Chatzi Eved is also in a Bas Chayin. He can't marry a Shivcha, because the Chatzi Ben Chayin, again, he can't marry a Bas Chayin, because the Chatzi Eved is also in a Bas Chayin. He can't marry a Shivcha, because the Chatzi Ben Chayin is also in a Shivcha. So Mimela, we're Meshachar. What's his right hand? What happens right now? Chesi Eved Chesi Ben Chayin. Lisa Shifrei Ne Yochel. Chesi is trying to prove. I think I'm missing something. Tosfos is trying to prove that an Eved Meshuchar is usher in a Shivcha. Why? Because it says they have a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chayin. Right, so because the Chatzim Chayin is in the Eved Meshuchar, how do you become a Chatzim and a Chatzim Chayin? He has two masters, one of them was Meshachrim. So the Chatzim Chayin is an Eved Meshuchar, and it says that Lisa Shivchein Ayochel, because the Chatzim Chayin, that's the Eved Meshuchar half, is also in a Shivchar. So the Ferish Gemara that a Chatzim, that an Eved Meshuchar, an erstwhile Eved, is also in a Shivchar, and a Nesin is a Shivchar. So how does the Mishnah say that an Eved Meshuchar is mutter in a Nesin? So again, it's a raya that a nesina is not a shivcha. I David was goyzer them abdus. So again, it's a raya that David Melech was never goyzer abdus. He was goyzer chitum. So that's the first malach in Tosfos. That David Melech was never goyzer abdus. He was only goyzer chitum. Then this is another malach. Plan B. This was Plan A. So Plan A has two elements. Number one, it has two parts. For number one, that Moshe and Yeshua, that the Gemara had a havam, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua were goyzer them abdus la'olam, in which case they were ever knani with a nesichitum. The Gemara is choisy from that because it was not la'olam, and therefore they were not avonu knanim. And then the other part of this plan A in places is that David HaMelech was never goyzer abdus, he was only goyzer chitum. That place is another malach. Plan B. Oit yish lefarish. Do'ochi porach. V'loi abdus mamish Moshe gozer aleinu. Wasn't Moshe Gozer them abdus. Umistoma gozer. It doesn't mean you're ever kali. I'll give you mamish a little bit sure. But let's swallow it all. But like abdus mamish, Moshe gozer lay. Umistoma gozer namish lay is chatnu behem. They ain't nochet she is chatnu behem came in the nearim kavod. There's another mahalach. Maybe when the Gemara asked that Moshe gozer lay, Yeshua gozer lay, doesn't mean that he made them tavon and kanan with Israel Kodesh with their eyes. He made them avodim not the stam that should they should be not avodim midaraisa. Stam people who were stam avodim, not avodim. I think there must be a mistake here. I don't know how to read it. Tosfos is now learning in this new Mahalach that the Gemara's kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Geizer Avdus was not that he was Geizer and them full fledged Din Avdus that they should be Nebuchadnezzar with an issue of Lo Yei Kodesh. He was Geizer them something else, a lower. They should be Avodim in the sense that they're going to be laborers for the Chayt Ve'etz Mishayim V'mayim. And that really doesn't have an issue of Lo Yei Kodesh. But it was mistaber to the Gemara that if he was Geizer them to be a lower caste, then he was also goes to them in Isser Chitun because Mistoma Gaz goes in Amish Lechatun, Ein Nochin Shi Ischatun Behem Kame Shendirim Kavodim. So Tais is learning now in this second Mahalach that even in the Gemara's original question, Moshe goes Olaim, Yeshua goes Olaim, where the Gemara thought that Moshe and Yeshua goes Olaim, but it didn't mean that they had a din of Abdus Mamish. It meant that they were Nirim Kavodim, Mimela that carries with it in Isser Chitun Midrabonim. So I think you have to be Magia something. I don't know, maybe some, maybe you have a fancy Gemara, maybe they're Magia something. What?
Yeah, the Masha changed
up. How's it again? Moshe goes early in Abdus, below Abdus Mamish. Again? Moshe goes on. Abdus, below Abdus Mamish, right. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. The below Abdus Mamish, he said, the Gemara is Moshe goes early in not Abdus Mamish. That's what it means. Below Abdus Mamish. The Gemara never meant to suggest that he was going to Abdus Mamish. He was going to say they should be near him, Kavodim. The David Nami Nuchaloyim are the Gozerleim Abdus, Kadesh Shaloy Ishatnu Behem. And likewise, David Amelech, when he was going to Nisachitun, that also came like a pair that goes together. Moshe was going to Abdus, near him, Kavodim, and that goes together with the Nisachitun, because it's not nice to marry people near him, Kavodim. And David Amelech was going to Chitun, because they had Midas Mushlosses, and probably he was going to get that with that together. Together with the Nirim Kavodim, it's like a package deal. This Gzeira always comes in this package. So that's Plan B. That in Plan B, the Gemara never thought that Moshe and Yeshua were Geiser Abdus Mamish. They were only Geiser in Nirim Kavodim with the Nisachitun, and David also was Geiser a Nirim Kavodim with the Nisachitun. What's the Revach in Plan B? So Tais explains. Vehashta Parach Shapir. Tais says there's a big Revach in this second Malach. The Moshe Gozer, the Parak Shapir, the Moshe Gozer Aleim. Now we understand what the Gemara is Kasher, the Moshe Gozer Aleim. We don't have to come on to Leah Kodesh. We don't have to come on to the idea that Moshe made them to Avod the Mamish. We're not Avod the Mamish. But Mistoma, the Nirim Kavonim, comes together with Chitun. Ben Nicha Hashta Hoda Omer Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatin Esinim, Lafki Yeshivu Meir, Al Yedechen. Al Yedechen, Yemutu Lishatin, Umasik Dechel Muzbech Miyatin. They came in the Shtayah Bem Shibu Shulchelim Uzbech and Hogan Lidolbuk Bem. So Taisa says, he brings a riot to the second Mahalach from the Hemshech of the Gemara, from the end of the Sugya. The end of the Sugya is, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatan Asinim. But then the Rebbe said to Amolehem, Chalkeinu Natech Helik Mizbech Miyat. If, according to the first Mahalach in Taisa, that Dovin HaMelech was never Geiser in the Mahalach, only Chitun. So what was this whole dialogue with Rebbe? Chalkeinu Natir, Chalik Mizbeach Miyata. What's that do? What's Chalkeinu? And what's Chalik Mizbeach? They're not Avodim. They have an Isachitun. What does that do? Chalkeinu and Chalik Mizbeach. And this is after the Churban. Yeshua's Gzair is gone. We're talking about Dovin HaMelech's Gzair. So it's a Mukhach in the Gemara itself that Dovin HaMelech was Gzair Abdus and not Chitun. So that's right of Plan B, that Dovin HaMelech's Gzair was not just Chitun. Dovin HaMelech's Gzair was Abdus. It's a little bit strange to say that Adorim and Taisus. You should put this Kasha in between. You know, he has Plan A, and it seems to be fine. Then he has Plan B, and then he says, "Now with Plan B, we have a we can work out the end of the Gemara." In Taisa Rosh, the Seder Adorim is what I would have expected. First, he has Plan A, and then he says, "No, it can't be from the end of the Gemara." Then he goes to Plan B. Okay, that's a minor point. But I want to understand something in Taisa. Between Plan A and Plan B, how many things changed? In Pshat in the Gemara, two things he's changing. He's changing the Pshat in Dovid HaMelech, and he's changing the Pshat in Moshe and Yeshua. The Gemara's original Kasha in Moshe and Yeshua. He's changing the pshat in Dovin HaMelech that originally thought Dovin HaMelech was only Zechitun. That doesn't work so well at the end of the Gemara. Be made ready. So he changed that. No, Dovin HaMelech was Geizer Chitun. He was probably Geizer Abdus also because it's a package deal. But he also changes the pshat in Moshe and Yeshua that in the original, in Plan A, Tosfos learned, in the first Malach, Tosfos learned that when the Gemara asked me that Moshe goes Olam, Yeshua goes Olam, the Gemara thought that there was Gozer Avdus forever, so it's a Yisrael with the Rise of Liyah Kaddish. But once we say that it wasn't forever, so it's Takanat Liyah Kaddish. And in the second Mahalach, he changes that. But the Gemara's question in Moshe and Yeshua was never that they're Avonim with the Yisrael of Liyah Kaddish. The Gemara's kasha was that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozer them, that they should be near him Kavodim, and that probably carries with it in the Sechitl. I don't understand. I understand why Tosfos changes the business with Dovin HaMelech, because at the end of the Gemara, we made Rebbe. That's why he has to. So that's why he has to shift from Plan A to Plan B. And he wanted to learn originally. He originally wanted to learn that Dovin HaMelech was only Goyze Chitun, but that doesn't stem with the end of the Gemara. We made Rebbe Bichshu Lahatan Asinim. So he has to change that. The Dovin HaMelech was Goyze Chitun with Abdus together, Nirim Kavodin. But why does he have to change the Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha about Moshe Rabbeinu? Let that stay. That he could remain with what he thought originally. The Gemara's original question was, Moshe goes to Olam, and Moshe was going to them Abdus Deraisa. But then the Gemara said, no, but it wasn't Ladaris. It wasn't Ladaris. So they weren't Avodim. That's not really Avodim. And then Dovid HaMelech was Geyser. Dovid HaMelech was Geyser. Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Abdus. Why does he have to shift? It's not so clear in Tosfos. Just a push up shot in Tosfos. It seems from the way Tosfos lays this out that the two things hinge on each other. However you learn the pshat in Dovid HaMelech affects how you have to learn the original question of Moshe and Yeshua. If the Gemara thought if Dovid HaMelech was only Geyser Chitun, then Moshe and Yeshua, the Gemara's question was they made them into Avodah Mamish. But now they were changing the Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Chitun with Abdus. So we have to change the pshat in Moshe and Yeshua as well. And when the Gemara asked Moshe goes Olam, it also didn't mean Abdus Eved Knani. It meant also an Isser Chitin of an Isser, an Abdus of Nirim Kavon. What does one thing have to do with the other? Like two different variables in the Gemara. I understand why the Dovid HaMelech business, why it changes, but why does the other thing have to change? How are they connected? Somehow in the pshat in the Gemara, Tosfos sees here a connection. If you're going to learn like the first Malach, the Dovid HaMelech was only Gozer Chitun, so then you have to learn the Gemara's initial question. But Moshe goes Olam, Yeshua goes Olam, that Moshe and Yeshua goes that they should be Avodim Knanim with an Isser Leir Kaddish, Avodim Mamish. But now that we're changing that, because it doesn't work at the end of the Gemara, now we're saying that Dovid HaMelech was Geyser and Isser Chitun with Abdus. So we have to change the Pshat in Moshe and Yeshua as well. That the Gemara's original question of Moshe goes Olam was that they should be Nirim Kavodim, but not Avodim Mamish. Why? The machinery is not so clear. That's the question number one. Then another question. In his second Mahalach now, Tosfos is coming out now in Maskana, the Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Abdus Mamish. The Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Abdus Lo'olam. Not just Chitun, he was Geyser Abdus. He was Geyser Abdus. So if he was Geyser Abdus, and he was Geyser Abdus Lo'olam, Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Abdus Lo'olam, so why do they have Knas? Tosfos' the question before. Tosfos initially said, what was Tosfos's original raya that Dovid HaMelech would not Geyser Chitun? Tosfos first Mahalach. Tosfos learned that Dovid HaMelech was only Geyser Chitun, not Avdus. What was his raya? Tosfos put two rayas. What?
If they were above
then they wouldn't have Knas. And number two, how's an Eved Meshuchar Mutter in a Shifta. So Raya Dovid HaMelech never made them in Tavonim, only in the Sechad Chitim. Now Tosfos is changing his mind. Now Tosfos is learning that Dovid HaMelech was Geyser in the Sechad Chitim. Was Geyser Abdus together with him? Was Geyser Abdus too? No, so how do Kushu L'duchu? If Dovid HaMelech was Geyser in the Abdus L'Olam, so then why do they have Knas? And why do they have Knas? And why are they Mutter in the Eved Knas? Why is an Eved Meshuchar Mutter in a Nesima? Like, where did that go? The Cheshman of Tosfos. Tosfos has two Mahalachim. He had a raya to the first Mahalach, he has a raya to the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach has a raya from the end of the Gemara. We made Rebbe. But he had a raya for the first Mahalach too. He had a raya to Dovid HaMelech was only Geyser Chitun, not Abdus. Because if they're Avodim, why do they have Knas? Why does the Nesina have Knas? And why isn't Eved Meshuchar and the Mutter in the Nesina? Where did that disappear to? That was a pretty good raya. That Dovid HaMelech was not Geyser in the Abdus Loyal. Meshim Shua did, but it's gone. And now your Dovid HaMelech was never Geyser in the Abdus. So now the Tosfos is coming around. The Dovid HaMelech was Geyser Abdus. So why do they have Knas? So this, yeah.
Doesn't he mean like the Darabanan Abdus?
So you could say.
chaitin.
Well, I'll tell you Taisa Rosh, and then we'll come back to Ikutzin. The Taisa Rosh, if you look in Taisa Rosh, it's the same as this, parallels this Taisa, but there's a Yisof. Taisa Rosh, when he explains the second Malach, Plan B, that Dolin Melech was Goyzer and Chitin and Avdus, but he adds, but they were not Avodim Mamish to have an Israel Yer Kaddish, because they were not Avodim of an Ish Mesuyim. Taisa Rosh is adding now a word in the second Malach. To be a chaytev esim and a shayev mayim, that's not really called an evaknani, because the evaknani is an evad, is a kinyan of an ish musuyim. It's koni to a person. That's the evaknani. Chaytev esim and shayev mayim leedo. They were not avodim of an ish musuyim. Says the Taisa Rosh, that's not really avdus. That gives them the status of evaknani that should make an israel leyir kadosh. Why does he say that? I think it's clear. He says it to address this problem. You know, now you're telling me that he also Taisos in every other respect parallels Taisos. Maybe I should have copied the Taisos. He started off with the original Mahalach that the Gemara thought that he started off with the original Mahalach. The Dodo was never Geyser Abdus, because if he was Geyser Abdus, then there would be no Chiyuv Knas, and there would be also Be'Evid Meshuchar. If David and Melech made them to Avodim, they shouldn't. Then a Nesin is a Shivcha. Why does she have Knas? And has she allowed to marry an Eved Meshuchar? So right, David and Melech was never Geyser Abdus. But it doesn't stem with the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, May Rebbe, bitch, you'll have to Nesin, and Mishmash, and David and Melech was Geyser Abdus. Says the Taisus, so we have to go to Plan B. David and Melech was Geyser Abdus. Oops, which was Geyser Abdus. So we have all these problems. So why does she have Knas? Says the Taisus Arosh, according to this Mahalach, we'll have to say that even though David and Melech was Geyser Abdus, but it's not the kind of avdus that gives you a din eved knani. It's not an avdus with a lo'yir kodesh. It's just a shibud. But that's not a din eved knani. So mele the isa chitin has nothing to do with lo'yir kodesh. The isa chitin is an isa drabbanon, because it's not like Taisa said that it's not. He was Geyser Abdus, Kadesh Lay Ischatnu. But the Isha Chitin was because of Rachmanim, Gaylin Chasodim, it's an Isha Chitin, nothing to do with Lo Yakodesh. It's not an Isha Chitin that the Dovid Melech was Geyser. And in order to be Mechazik the Isha Chitin, he was Geyser named Abdus, they be Mishnah, they be Meshubit Le'edo. So people will think of them as a cast apart. But it's not, but he was never Geyser, they should have a Din of a Knani. Because the Abdus, the Dovid Melech was Geyser, yes, it was La'olim, it wasn't the Zman, but it was not an Abdus to an Ish Mesuyim. That doesn't make you into an Ever Knani. I think that's the emes what Taisus means when it says not Avdus Mamish. I think Taisus is elaborating, that's what it means not to be Avdus Mamish. Avdus Mamish means it means to have a din evik nani. David Melech was never Geyser, should have a din evik nani. David Melech was Geyser Avdus, but not Avdus Mamish. Not Avdus Mamish means not with the din evik. So where did the Yisr Chitin come from? Nothing to do with Lo Yakodesh. The Yisr Chitin came from, and it's not an Yisr Chitin, David Melech was Geyser. So in Mele they have Knas, because they're not Avodim Knanim. And they're allowed to marry an Eved Meshuchar because there's no Isser of Leah Kodesh. And the Isser of the Rabbanon of Rachman and Gamlon and Gemel Chasodim, that they weren't Gozer and an Eved Meshuchar.
Could it be that not that there was like a new word between, like it's a passive, an Eved Knani that would be given to the Rabbis, that such a thing, you lose the Eved Knani, like there's such a conceptual demonstration.
Tell me what are you coming to address from that?
He's
not Evan Kani, doesn't have a din Evan.
So the point here wasn't even Tilish in Abdus.
So I want to address that in a second. Hold off a second. So I think that's what it says in Taisus Rosh. I think that's the chat in Taisus also when he says that it wasn't Abdus Mamish. That's what it means. They didn't have a din evid. It was a shivud be'alma. Show you my leid. So Mele, if that's the case, so it means like this. It's the cheshbon advarim. So now, David Melech was Geyser Abdus la'ilim. But it can't mean that they're avodim mamish, because if they're avodim mamish, then lo yilim knas, and they shouldn't be mutter and evid meshuchar. So Yaakov, you have to say, like Taisus is meramiz, and like Taisus Rosh says explicitly, that they weren't avodim mamish. Why weren't they avodim mamish? He made them avodim. Why weren't they avodim mamish? Because chaytve etzim mishayve mayim la'eda, that's not called avodim knani. That's not an eved shalish mesuim. That's not the definition of an eved knani. But if that's the case, then what's the pshat in Gemara's original question? Moshe v'Yeshua gozer aleihem. Moshe v'Yeshua also only made them chaytve etzim mishayve mayim. Moshe v'Yeshua also didn't make them an eved shalish mesuim. So where did the Gemara see in Moshe and Yeshua's gzeir there was an iser chitun? Tais lechatchila learned Moshe gozer aleihem means he made them into avodim knani with lo'yir kodesh. But now it turns out that to be chaytve etzim mishayve mayim, since not in the second malach and Tosis, that David Melch really did make them into avodim, and yet they have knas, and yet the mutter and eved meshucher, you have to say that even though David Melch made them into avodim, but what kind of avodim? Avodim la'edo, avodim la'edo, eved la'am Hashem. That doesn't make you into an eved knani. So, but if that's the case, then what was the most original problem for Moshe and Yeshua? Moshe and Yeshua glazer, they should be chaytve etzim mishayve mayim. That doesn't necessarily carry an iser chitun. Doesn't carry an iser la'yakodesh. Who says that Moshe and Yeshua glazer chasnos? David was Geizer Chasnas with Avdus. But who says Moshe and Yeshua Geizer Chasnas with Avdus? Maybe they're only Geizer Avdus. Al Korchuk Tosus has to add in the second Mahalach that the Gemara's Kasha is that it's Mestaber that if Moshe Rabbeinu made them into Nirim Kavodim, that he was also Geizer and Isser Chitun, because once the Nirim Kavodim, it's not Mestaber that would, it's just Mestaber to the Gemara that a Nirim Kavodim, not Vodim Amish, but that Nirim Kavodim comes together with the Darbon and the Kisser Chitun. It's not Mestaber to the Gemara. Hard to understand why, but that's what it says already in Tosfos. That's bedrock. Tosfos needs it. That's why the two things are totally zevazeh. Tosfos first knows basically the difference between Plan A and Plan B in Tosfos is that in the first Malach Tosfos learned that Chayt Ve'etzim Mishayve Mayim is Abdus Mamsh, and therefore when the Gemara says Moshe Gozer Leim, Yeshua Gozer Leim, where do you see Chasnas? Teretz is Poshut, because if they were Gozer Abdus Mamsh, then there's a lava of Liyah Kodesh. But if that's the case, then you can't say that David HaMelech was Geiser Abdus, because then Lo Yilem Knas, and they should be also in an Eved Meshucher. So you have to say David HaMelech was not Geiser Abdus, he was only Geiser Chitul. That's the first Malach in Tosfos. But that doesn't work with the Maskon of the Gemara of Abimei Rebbe Bikshul Hatan Nesidim. You see, David HaMelech was Geiser Abdus. So if David HaMelech was Geiser Abdus, so Hadri Kushul Duchtas, so why do they have Knas? Why do they Mutter Be'Eved Meshucher? Al Korcha Chata Oimer, that to be a chayt ve'etzim v'shayvei ma'ayim la'edo is not called an eved knani, not an eved shalish mesuim. That's not called avdus mamish. That's what it means, lo'yavdus mamish goes relay. That's not avdus mamish, that's a... The Nativ used to sign himself, was eved la'am Hashem. Maybe it was Rav Kook, or maybe both, I don't remember. But anyway, Rav is also eved la'am Hashem, but that's not eved knani. So what do you have to say? Excuse me. So Tosfos in the second Malach Tosfos is saying that David Melech must be he was Geizer Abdus. You see from the hand of the Gemara, he was Geizer Abdus. So why is there Knas? Al Kochi you have to say that to be a Chayt Eitzim Shoyvim Hayim does not make an Isser, doesn't make you into an Ebeknani, and there's no Isser Leiyah Kodesh. But if that's the case, then how do you understand Moshe and Yeshua? What's the Gemara's Kasha for Moshe and Yeshua? Moshe Geizer Leim. He made them Chayt Eitzim Shoyvim Hayim. Where does it say in that in Isser Chitun? So you have to be mechadish and nuvar that the Gemara had a svara that if he made them into nirim kavodim, then the same like David HaMelech, it was a package deal. He wanted to have an iser chitun, so he made them to nirim kavodim. So Moshe, and it was the other way around. He made them nirim kavodim, so Moshe made an iser chitun too, because the Gemara held that it always goes together. And that's the pshat in Tosfos. And Tosfos is mefurish. That's really this is what's going on. So now I just want to add one thing. This is what Yitzchak was maybe touching on before. Why does Tosfos need this all? La'olam ein malach that to be shayve mayim and chayt ve'etzim is eved knani mamish. I have asked the case of David Melech made them into avodim, so lo yilem knas. And Tosfos's question, lo yilem knas, and why are they mutter be'eved meshucher? So why not say the following? That Melech Moshe and Yeshua would have made them into avodim mamish, chayt ve'etzim and shayve mayim. Let's say, why does Tosfos have to? Why does Tosfos Rosh, and Tosfos by implication, have to inject this new idea that Chayt Ve'etzim and Shoy Ve'mayim, that's not called Abdus because it's not an Eved Ish Musayim? Let's say, La'olam, that to be a Chayt Ve'etzim and Shoy Ve'mayim is Abdus Mamsh, like Tosfos thought in the first Malach. I bet then there's a question, but if David HaMelech was Geizer and then Abdus, Chayt Ve'etzim and Shoy Ve'mayim, and you're telling me that that's Abdus Mamsh, so lo yilem knas, and they should also be eved meshuch. Why not answer? No, it may be avdus mamish, but they were already Jews. Once you're a Jew, you can't become an eved knani. Mele Moshe and Yeshua, the Gemara have a mean of Moshe and Yeshua, guys on him la'olam. So they were Megayel Shem Adlus. So they were Abanim Kanim. But the Gemara says, no, Moshe and Yeshua, only guys are Ludar, only guys are called Masha Beis Amikdash Shekhaim. And Tashi already told me in the first Malach that once we say that, so that means that was not really, did not give him a status of Abanim Kanim. So what were they? They were Yisraelim. So now David Melech comes along and says, no, I want to make them into Abanim La'olam. And we'll say that to be a Chaytei of Eitzim and a Shaylei Mayim is Abdus Mamash. But it's too late. They're already Jews. You can't make a Jew into an Abaknani. You can make a Sechit in the Rabbanu, but you can't make them into Abaknani. You can't make them into Abaknani. So why didn't Taisus and the Taisus of Rosh say like that? But let's stick, I'm asking, let's stick with the original plan that Chaytei of Eitzim and Shaylei Mayim is Abdus Mamash. And we'll learn like Taisus said in the beginning, that Moshe, the Gemara have a meaning that Moshe and Yeshua Bezer are Abdus Mamish with Aliyah Kaddish. That was the Gemara's Kasha, Moshe Gozer Leim, that they're Abad the Mamish with Aliyah Kaddish. Answers the Gemara, no, they were only Gozer Kos Mashe Bezer Mitzvah Sheikhayim, like Taish said in the first Mahalach, Mele they never became Abad and Kanan. Now comes along Dovin and Melech, and Dovin and Melech is Gozer, Taish is thought in the first Mahalach, only Chitin, doesn't stim with the end of the Gemara. We'll say now he's Gozer Chitin with Abdus. The question is, ask the Taish Rosh, what do you mean Chitin Mamish? So Aliyah and Knas, and they should be also be Abad Mashukher. Taish Rosh says this new notion. No, that's not called. It's not an Ebed Shalish Mesuyim. I don't need that. It is an Ebed. It is Abdus Mamish. But it's too late. You take a person who's already been a Jew for 1,000 years. A group of people, they've already been Jews for 1,000 years, and now you want to be goyis to them Abdus. You want to make them into Avodim Shoyvi Mayim Abdus Mamish. But so what? You can't make a Jew into an Ebed Kanani. So why do we need to add anything more? I think the answer is Poshut. This is going to be a big key to Taish's Inksuvus. That Taisus held that if David HaMelech was, the need in Taisus is that Taisus held that if David HaMelech was Geiser Lim Abdus Mamish, they should have a status of an Eved Kanani. So Avad, Midiraisa, that's nothing. Because Midiraisa, they're already Jews. But if we're going to learn that David HaMelech was Geiser Lim to be Midirabonon, he was Geiser Lim Abdus Mamish, meaning he was Geiser Lim to have the status of an Eved Kanani, then Midirabonon, they would have a status of an Eved Kanani. Midirabonon, the Rabbanon could do whatever they want. If the Rabbanon gave them a status of an Eved Kanani, then it's still Shver Lo Yilem Knas. Midrabbanon, they shouldn't have Knas. And Midrabbanon, they should be Mutter in an Eved Meshuchar. Also in an Eved Meshuchar. You're confusing me. David Melech was going, David, the need in Taisus is, in Taisus and Taisus Rosh, where does the Isser Chitin over here come from? So, in the first Malach, I saw there is no Isser Chitin. That's why he's saying, no, there isn't. David made an Abdus together with the Nisachitim. So maybe the Pshat is, David Melech made them into Avodim Mamish. And that created Nisachitim of Lo'yeh Kodesh. It's too late, they're already Jews. Midrabbanan is not too late. Midrabbanan, David saw their Achzorim. He was Geizer in the Midrabbanan. They didn't have a Knani. And Midrabbanan will have an Nisachitim of Lo'yeh Kodesh. Says Taisus, it can't be. Because if that's the case, Lo'yeh Lim Knas. Midrabbanan, if they're Avodim, what's the difference between Midrash and Midrabbanan? If Midrabbanan a Nesina is a Shivcha, then Midrabbanon, she shouldn't have a Knas, because she's not a Bas Knas. Midrabbanon. And if Midrabbanon, a Nesina is a Shivcha, she should be also Be'evet Meshuchah. So therefore, Taisa Rosh has to say, it's not enough for Taisa Rosh to say, and Taisa's to say, that Dovin and Melech, he made them Avodim Kananim, but they were already Jews, so it wasn't Chal. But Midrabbanon, he made them into Avodim. That he did do, he was going to Abdus Midrabbanon. So maybe Midrabbanon made them into Avodim Mamish, and that's where the Yisr Chitim came from. The Taisus can't be Lo Yilam Knas, and they'll be also be Avin Meshuchar. Al Korchach that David and Melech never made them into Avodim at all, like the Taisus Rosh explains, because they were not an Eved Shel Ish Mesuyim. They were not. There was no kinyan aguf to a person to an Ish Mesuyim that should give him a status of Eved Knani. They were nirim kavodim. So even on a Drabbanan level, there was no Lo Yekodesh. If on a Drabbanan level there was no Lo Yekodesh, where did the Issa Chitin come from? Not from Lo Yekodesh. The Issa Chitin was an Issa Bifnayatz from David's Gozer, because not Rachmanim Gamlo and so on. But as far as but Eved Kanani, they were not even Midrabbanan, they were not Abanu Kananim. So Mele have Knas in the Mutter Eved Meshuchar. I think that's the Mahalach here in Taisus. So Zochinu Ladin. Zochinu Ladin, from you take this the Taisus and even more in the Taisus Rosh. That is really, when we talk about what David HaMelech was Geiser, the status of Avodim, that David HaMelech was imposed on these Nesinim, there's really three possibilities. Possibility number one is that he made them into Avodim Deraisa. Eved Kanani Deraisa. And that really, Tosis, I don't think even entertains, that's really very hard to justify, because how could they were already Jews? Could they become Avodim Tanami Deraisa? But there's still two remaining possibilities. It could be that he made them into one possibility is he made them into Avodim Knanim Derabbanan. They made them into Avodim Knanim Derabbanan. And that's where the Yisr Chitin came from, because if they're Avodim Knanim Derabbanan, then Midrabbanan, they have Nisr Vlayir Kodesh. Taisus comes to be shalal that. Taisus, no, that can't be the pshat. Taisus Rosh, even more explicitly, comes to be shalal that it can't be the pshat. And the reason why it can't be the pshat, this is what I'm extracting from Taisus. The reason why that can't be the pshat, according to Taisus, is because if that would be the pshat, then lo yilim knas, then midrabbanim, they should have no knas. What do I care if they're midrabbanim? If they had a din of avonim knanim midrabbanim, then lo yilim knas. And if they have a din of avonim knanim midrabbanim, they should also be avid meshuchim. So our koch, therefore, Taisus machriach a third possibility. That David the Melech made them into avodim, not midiraisa, and not midirabonon. He was not goyzen them avdus mamish at all. He was goyzen them they should be nirim kavodim. They should be chayt for etzim la'edo, which is not really an evaknani kind of din, because it's not a kinyan of anish mesuyim. But he was goyzen them they should be nirim kavodim. And if a person is nirim kavodim, that does not create a loyal kodesh, not even midirabonon. But on a Rabbanu level, people who are nirim kavodim, it carries with it a nisr chitun. And that was the same story by Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. They would go to a nisr nirim kavodim with a nisr chitun. So the agenda is a little bit different. By Moshe and Yeshua, it's mashma that the agenda was they should be avodim, nirim kavodim, and in Mele there was a nisr chitun. And by David HaMelech, the agenda was the other way around. He wanted to have a nisr chitun, Mele he made them into nirim kavodim. Kach kach. But it's not a nisr of Lo Yekodesh, and it's not a Eved Kanani Midr Rabbanu either. That's what's going on here in this Taisus. Yeah.
Could we say, according to the Rosh Hashanah, we don't have Din Avadim Riyachadim Ladnim, that now Moshe the Yeshua can't make them Avadim Amish because they don't have a name. So then you'd have to say the third Mahalach of Kevadim.
Can I say it again?
That once Taisus of Rosh Hashanah, Kol Makom Din Avadim Riyachadim Ladnim Inlan, so we can't make them avodim amish because they don't have a
vow. Yes, why did Taisus need that svar? Why did I say he did make them avodim amish? Taisus, the first mahalach, thought that is avodim. Remember, in Taisus' first mahalach, he thinks that chayt ve'etzim is avodim mamish. Taisus l'chatchila in the first mahalach learns that chayt ve'etzim is avodim mamish. That's how he learns Moshe and Yeshua. And Gemara thought that they have nisur v'lo yekodesh.
So he's slugging that up.
Yeah, where, from where? From where did he slug it up? It was good.
The svar. Then they don't have a vow.
No, he doesn't say there's a kash in the first mahalach. He says that there's a hezber in the second mahalach. Taisus never. Taisus didn't shlug that out in the stava.
What does he do with it?
No, it's a story that Taisus makes up to fill a hole. It's not like it's axiomatic. Maybe that is called avdus mamish. Taisus, it's clear in Taisus. He injects that svara because the cheshbon advarim. I know it's very hot. That's when it's very late. It was very hot. It's terrible. And we have to maybe we can, anyway. Maybe we can break a window. Well, it's hot outside. the cheshbon advarim in Taisus. You know, it all started. We didn't understand why Taisus is changing so many things between the first malach and the second malach. All he needed to change was David HaMelech. He thought that David HaMelech was only goyzer chitun. He sees in the end of the Gemara May Rebbe that David HaMelech was goyzer avdus too. So that needs to change. But Taisus changes a lot more. When he goes from the first mouth to the second mouth, that's all that he needed to change. And instead, he changes everything. Moshe and Yeshua changed. First he thought Moshe and Yeshua goes to Avdus Mamash with Leia Kodesh. Now it turns out Moshe and Yeshua only goes in Nirim Kavodin with the Nisafitim Drabonon. Like, why is so much changing in Taisus between the first mouth and the second mouth? The only challenge that Taisus had in the first mouth was from the end of the Gemara by Bimei Rebbe. But you see the Dovin and Melech was going to not just Chitim, but Avdus too. Fine, so change that. Everything else can stay the same. So the kitzur, what you see in Taisus is more clear than in Taisus. That the Mahalach HaDvarim is that Taisus is the Chatchila thought David HaMelech was only Geizer Chidim, and you put a Rai at that. Because if David HaMelech was Geizer Avdus, if David HaMelech was Geizer Avdus, then Lo Yilem Knas. That was the first half of Taisus. Remember the first half of Taisus. David HaMelech was only Geizer Chidim, and Taisus said, Hashta Nicha. Now I understand why they have Knas. Because if David HaMelech was Geizer Avdus, why do they have Knas? And why they mutter be'ed b'meshuchar? Must be David Melech was never goyzer avdus, only chitun. That was plan A. And by the way, we could stop right there and ask, At the time we didn't, we could stop right there and ask, what's Tosfos' problem? Maybe David Melech was Gozer Avdus. But it's only Avdus Derabbanan because it's too late, they're already Jews. So that's why they have Knas, and that's why they're Mutter Be'ev and Meshuchar. Like what was in the very beginning of Tosfos, in the first Mahalach, Tosfos, the David Melech was only Gozer Chitun, that's why there's Knas, and that's why they're Mutter Be'ev and Meshuchar. Because had David Melech been Gozer Avdus, there would be no Knas, and there would be also Be'ev and Meshuchar. Why? Even if David Melech was Gozer Avdus, but it's only at that point in history, it could only be Avdus Derabbanan, they've been Jews for 1,000 years. So what's going on? The answer is, so what? So it's only Drabbanan. But Midrabbanan, if David Melech was Gezer Abdus, then Midrabbanan, Lo'ilim Knas, and Midrabbanan, they should be also be Abed Meshuchar. So Tosfos already then knows that even an Abdus Drabbanan will create Lo'ilim Knas, and it'll create that there'll be also be Abed Meshuchar on a Drabbanan level. Because if Drabbanan, Midrabbanan, then there's Lo'il Kodesh Midrabbanan. And then Arabas Knas Midrabbanan. So Tosfos says in the first mouth, Al Korach Chatoim, the David Melech was never Gozer Abdus, only Chitul. That's the first mouth. That's very good. The only problem with that mahalach is what? The end of the Gemara. The end of the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe, Chalkei Lanatir, Chalek Mizbeach. You see, the David Melech did make them into Avodim. So Hadar Kushul Duchta, if David Melech made them into Avodim, this is the Cheshem, this really how Tosfos has to be read. If David Melech made them into Avodim, so then we're back to square one, so why is there Knas? Tosfos doesn't spell this all out. He leaves it to us to do the work. But you're back to square one. Tosfos' whole proof in the first Mahalach that David Melech was not Gozer Avdus is because otherwise, why is there Knas and why are they Mutter Be'ev and Meshuchar? Now, though, but Tosfos doesn't stick with the end of the Gemara. You see, David Melech was Gozer Avdus. If David Melech was Gozer Avdus, so then, good, the Midrabbanan. But he was Gozer Avdus Mamish, so it's Lo'il Kodesh Midrabbanan, so there should be no Knas and there should be an Isser Be'ev and Meshuchar. What do you have to say? And this is the Tosfos Rosh fills in the Tosfos just as a word. It wasn't Abdus Mamash. But Tosfos Rosh elaborates. You have to say that to be Chaytiv Eitzim Mishayiv Mayim, even on a Derabbanan level, is not called Abdus. Because it's not a Kinyan Shalish Mesliyah. So Melech Dovin Melech Taka Gezer Abdus. But that does not make a Loyi Kodesh. This is a Chitin Abbanan because they're Achzorim. He was Gezer Chitin too. But it's nothing with Loyi Kodesh. And they're not Avodim. Not avodim knanim. They're avodim la'edo, but they're not avodim knanim. And mimeila, there's knas, and it's mutter be'ev and meshuchar, and so on. But then Tosfos has to deal. If that's the case, that to be chaytiv eitzim shayim emayim, to be an eved la'edo, is not called avdus mamish, does not make you into an eved knani, then what do they want initially from Moshe and Yeshua? Moshe and Yeshua made them chaytiv eitzim shayim emayim. What does that have to do with this achitun? Who says Moshe and Yeshua ever goes to this achitun? They never made them into Avodim Knanim. They made them Chayt Veitzim Yishayim Yimayim. That's not cool to be an Eved Knanim. So where does it say anyway that Moshe and Yeshua were Gozer Chitun? David was Gozer Chitun because he saw that he saw how iniquitous they are. But Moshe and Yeshua, where does it say anything about Yisra Chitun? So Tosfos has to say in Plan B, has to change that too. That he has to say a new Svara, that the Gemara knew Misvara, that once Moshe and Yeshua said they should be Nirim Kavodim, not Avodim Knanim, but Nirim Kavodim, it's Mestaber that they were also Gozer Yisra Chitun. Because that's how the Gemara knew in Svara that the Nirim Kavodim with the Isser Chitun with the Isser Chitun Derabbanan, nothing to do with Lo'il Kodesh. But these two things they go together as a tack. And that's the maskana of Tosfos. That's what's going on in Tosfos. I think there's going to be a very big key to making sense out of Tosfos Be'asim Ksubos. Okay, so tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll look at Tosfos Be'asim.